Blast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City Premium After the Show, and I am here with Chris Sinzak and Jody Havnot. Gentlemen.
Hello.
And we wanted to take a little time and talk about Gene's solo tour so far. The first night, the first set list I looked at, I really wasn't that impressed, but the one from last night really jumped out at me. What, you guys feel the same way?
I totally do.
Oh yeah, that was pretty incredible to watch. And there's a number of people that were live streaming it, so it was it almost felt like you were there.
It's really cool. Yeah. I was excited because we did that show that one week when you couldn't make it, and D-Rock and I made our own set list once we found out about the Nashville show. And last night Gene played 10 of the ones that I picked out of 15. So I'm pretty stoked to see him in a couple of weeks, dude. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. When you guys did that show, it was before he ever mentioned doing any of the Wizard stuff.
Yeah, it was like the week before. Like that one came out because we heard about that Nashville thing, and we just were scrambling for topics because you weren't going to be able to make it. So yeah, we did that, and then the next week it was announced that he's doing those 5 shows, one of them being here in St. Louis. So I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. Awesome.
Yeah, does anybody know, is that bike week still going on? That's out where you are, Chris.
Oh, man.
I read those articles, dude. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I've read the articles. I've seen the newscast. Is it like a cluster?
It has. Because let me say this. I'm going to use this to promote the Rock and Pod Expo, but this is the number one reason why I wanted to make sure we had the venue locked down for the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo,
warrants in other states.
Yes, yeah. I don't think I'm wanted anywhere. But but no, like that. The whole bike week thing has been such a screw up because basically the guy they're putting it on, and they've got all these big name bands. They're originally going to do it on Loretta Lynn's ranch, and something happened where like they didn't get the right permits or something, and then they're like, no, we're not at the ranch, but we're gonna have a new venue and we're gonna announce it real soon. But like they won't announce the actual venue, and then the guy in charge of it has all these warrants out for basically ripping people off for promoting events that didn't take place.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like this is kind of scary. And then he's like, well, look, Gene Simmons is still promoting the event, and so-and-so is still promoting the event. Well, like, yeah, because you've paid them to do commercials for you. If I'm Gene Simmons, I don't give a damn if the event comes off or not, as long as I get my guarantee. And that's right. I think that's where they're at. So I want to believe that the event will take place because it'll be cool if it happens, but who knows, you know?
I can tell you this much, man. You can come to St. Louis because it's still not sold out. There's still tickets available, and they're only $30.
That surprises me, because, I mean, it's well worth your money.
Yeah, I like, freaked out when I heard that they were going to be, that it was announced, because, like, I was like, fuck, we got to get tickets today at 10 o'clock, as soon as they go on sale, because this pageant only holds, like, 2,000 people, I think. And I was like, that'll sell out in no time. But it's still not even sold out, man. There's still tickets available, and it's only $30 to go see that band play. And I cannot believe that they're not sold out.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah. listening to the band play, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Well, I know the band personally. Like, they play every Tuesday night at a local bar here, and they're called The Rock and Roll Residency.
Right.
And half the band is John Corabi's backing band, and the other guy, Ryan Cook, he's the singer for the band Hair of the Dog, and Eric Brittingham from Cinderella sits in with them regularly. So does Chuck Garrick. I mean, these guys are pro players,
right?
And on top of that, they're all Kiss diehards. Like, the two blonde guys that are the guitar players in the band do a show called Blonder Than Hell every Christmas, and they do a Kissmas show, and they do full costume, full makeup. They play nothing but rarities. And Phil Schaus, who's stage right next to Gene, does the fucking best Paul Stanley impersonation you've ever heard.
Yeah. I heard him on the podcast recently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you ever... They're worth traveling to Nashville just to see their Kissmas shows because they're so good. But these guys are... They're as nerdy about Kiss as we are, if not more so. Like, I've had conversations with them about the Dynasty rehearsal bootlegs. Wow. Like, I mean, like, so and they're like, they're quoting it. Like, I'm sitting there talking to them, and they're talking about Peter Criss yelling at the roadie going, you know, I sent out for cigarettes 3 hours ago. A chain of command is bullshit. And it's like, anyone that's a diehard fan knows what that is, but anyone else is like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
You know, but, and the drummer for the Blonde and the Hellstones is Christopher Williams, who was the drummer for Accept, the band Accept.
Yeah.
And he owns Peter Criss's reunion tour drum set, and they play that at the show.
Wow.
So it's like these guys are real Kiss fans with their hearts in the right place. So like, you wouldn't have Got Love for Sale and Almost Human and stuff like that without these guys being in his band. So, you know, yeah, they're my buddies, but like, it's just like, it makes me so happy that they're actually getting their suggestions across. Gene is totally accepting of doing them. He's like, yeah, we'll do it. Why not? You know?
Wow. That's awesome.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
And they're going to be switching up the set list, so I might still get to see Naked City and Only You.
Well, I don't know about those two.
You never know.
Hey. I don't know, but like they've got more that are on the to-do list that they've rehearsed with Gene that hasn't been played yet. So, you know, like the St. Louis show, I bet you they're going to pull out at least two songs that weren't played at the Agora show.
Yeah, somebody mentioned online that if they were just to take the Gene set and Paul's Live to Win set and put them together, you would get the set list that would make the diehard fan happy.
Yeah, everyone would be happy with that if you combine those two. That'd be killer. Be a long show.
Yeah. And I could do a whole discussion on Kiss dropping the ball set list wise, but it's just like, why? You know, Paul does magic touch and Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, and everybody goes ape shit. And then Gene does Got Love for Sale and Radioactive, and everybody goes ape shit. And it's like, okay, but we got to do War Machine. We got to do, you know, we got to do Got to Choose, and we got to do, you know, Heaven's on Fire. It's like those songs are great, but like, you could throw two or three rare ones in, guys. It's really not that big a deal.
Right. They just don't care.
I don't remember 100,000 Years burning up the charts, but they feel the need to put that in every damn set list.
Yeah, and God love them when they play the national anthem.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that was one of only two times we ever got, like, hate mail was Jody and I mentioned that we thought that they should take that out and put another song in, and somebody called us
anti-American.
Terrorists.
Unpatriotic.
Oh, come on. That was fun during the Revenge tour, but like, do we need it now, really? I mean, I don't know.
No. Putting your hand on your heart, saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the middle of the show. I get it. I get it. It is a time, you know, but I don't know. It feels awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of strange at a rock show, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And we love our country. Let's make that damn clear.
Yeah, obviously. USA.
Do you think that Gene is going to, I mean, God, you know, I don't know where I'm going to go with this question. Here we go. Do you think that Gene is on the road right now going, man, these kids love these songs that I'm pulling out of my ass. I will add them to the set list of the new tour.
That would be awesome. Yes or no?
He's probably thinking that, and then it'll be stopped the minute Paul goes, no, we're not doing those.
Right. Yeah, because Paul didn't even carry over like Magic Touch or any of those great ones from his gigs, you know. I don't know. They think Kiss really does believe that people only know those ones that they've been playing live for the last 20 years, you know.
But it's like, I mean, how little do they think of their entire catalog if they're only playing 25 songs out of it? It's like, come on, guys. You got good songs for 40 years. Just play some of the other ones.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you go to the, when I went on the first Kiss cruise, that set list from the live show, you know, the makeup show, it's just all over the place, you know, and.
Is that the one where they do the stuff from Monster and shit? Or was
that? No, that was the second one. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
That was the second one. I think they did almost the whole record.
That's kind of cool, though. Because not too many people could say they got to see Kiss play many of those tracks, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, you go back and you listen to that, and you're like, man, listen, all these songs, man, we don't really hear a lot of them live. And I'm sure. You know, they could just pull. You know, even three songs, one in the beginning, one in the middle, and one at the end that you never hear, and it would just blow people's mind. They could still do all the other ones. You know, throw in a little cheese. You know, for the rest of us, mice.
Mice.
I can say. I'm not going to name titles, but I do know there's a couple songs from Monster that they've rehearsed to do for the solo tour.
Oh, that's cool, though. Sweet. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, yeah, this was fun. You guys. I love talking to the both of you because it's so smooth. I just sit and listen, and then I throw in my little thing. Anyway, thank you guys for doing this premium thing with me. Yes, don't forget to listen to the Decibel Geek podcast, and we'll see you guys a week from now when we post some more premium stuff. Peace.
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 Podcast Rock City.